You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.
Richard Sherman came out today and was just disgusted with the one-year incentive-laden deal that Cam Newton got at $7.5 million. When you've got Jacoby Brissett and Alex Smith making anywhere between $15 to $16 million a year. Without further ado, Cynthia Friedland joins us now on 98.7 ESPN. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
I'm great.
Good to hear.
what were your Okay, awkward silence. What was your thoughts when you heard the news that Cam was going to the Patriots?
I loved it. I think Cam to the Patriots. Look, there's a couple of things that are interesting, and I agree with Richard Sherman about the deal being a very low dollar deal, but I think that's more a function of COVID than almost anything else, because you can't really get the guarantees for health like you can in a normal situation when you can have everyone, you know, throwing together and seeing all of the different, because a doctor saying everything's fine is nowhere near the kind of workout you'd have in person. So I think it's more a function of COVID than, you know, a disrespectful deal. Although, you know, Cam Newton doesn't have much left to prove to many people as long as he's healthy. But, you know, I love it. I think it makes their offense instantly multiple. It gives Jarrett Stidham something to really learn from. There's two types of quarterback situations that predict for success. The first is when you have a quarterback that's similar to your starting quarterback, so if they're same style, or if you have someone that's completely different, which Jarrett Stidham projects to be quite different from Cam Newton. So that actually tricks defenses, right? So now you have a bunch of options in that quarterback room. Like, you know, and I don't mean to discount Brian Hoyer, but, you know, I don't necessarily think it's going to be, you know, if they keep a third quarterback, it's Brian Hoyer. But, you know, it's an interesting fit, and I love what it does for the entire AFC East in terms of making it far more competitive.
So in just having this brief minute 30 conversation with you, it's evident that you just automatically assume that Cam Newton's going to be the starting quarterback week one.
I do. You know, I just don't think that you take, like, what's the point of, I guess, you know, obviously we have some preseason to get through and anything could happen. You never know. But presuming that everyone's healthy, there's no way you're starting, you know, I just think you're going to come out of the gate really strong. That O-line, Cam Newton hasn't had an O-line that's protected him in, I can't remember how many years, since 2015 at least. And even that O-line wasn't really great at helping him out. But if you look to see what the Patriots O-line has done there and how they've really addressed, I mean, they drafted well for the past few years in doing it, and they're pressure situations have been really minimal, and Tom Brady stood in the pocket a lot longer than Cam Newton figures to.
All right, so let's try to figure this out, because I believe Jared Stidham will be the starting quarterback in week one, and probably the only reason why I'm more confident about that statement is because of the pandemic world we live in. Let me just food for thought, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Like just roll with me here.
I'm rolling.
You are sassy in the evening. I usually have you on in the mornings.
I'm more awake now. You know, you give me
I
a
know,
little more awake
I forget. I forget. You're on the left coast. You're like a little sassy little Cynthia Freeland right now. Okay. So assuming that we're gonna have a short training camp. Okay. That's what I'm hearing. Assuming that we are not going to have four preseason games, chances are maybe we have two. I'm hearing, Cynthia, we might have zero preseason games. So you've got very little time to get Cam Newton up to speed in regard to whatever offense you are going to design for him, whatever that might be. So why are you coming out and saying there's going to be an open competition? You've been to training camps before. I've covered the NFL for many years. I'm too ashamed, I'm embarrassed to tell you how long I've been covering the NFL. When you have a quarterback competition, what happens is, the negative in that is that the guy who's going to start week one has less time to gel with his starters, because now he has given up half of those snaps at training camp to the guy that he was competing with. It just doesn't make sense to me, especially in a shortened pandemic preseason world we're going to be living in, to me, I'm sorry, that's my dog begging for another bone.
Which one?
It's Sookie. So I have these. I have these little bullies. Do you hear her?
Yes.
So I have these. I have these little bully sticks out, and she. It's like. You know, she's like a human. Like, we always want what, like, we think what somebody has is better than ours. So what she's telling me right now is, Mom, I want Satchmo's bully stick. Can you please get it for me? That is what she's saying right now.
Well,
so I, I'm hosting Sports Talk. I can't get up and go, Shane, get the bully stick for, anyway. So that, like this, I understand what you're saying. I understand Cam Newton is a better quarterback than Jared Stidham. We don't even know what Jared Stidham is about. We haven't seen him play for a season. We don't know anything about Jared Stidham. I'm not sitting here telling you that Stidham is a better quarterback than Cam Newton. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just looking at the big picture in regard to the pandemic environment we're in, the potential short preseason, the potential zero preseason games, and on top of that, you're going to have a quarterback competition where now you're taking first string snaps away from Cam Newton. Cynthia, it doesn't make sense to me.
See, I see it the other way, because I don't think Jared Stidham got the first team snaps last season. So I don't think there's been any difference, right? They haven't been practicing. They haven't been, the offseason hasn't been a normal offseason. He has, sure, he's had a year more with the playbook, but not taking, you know, first round, you know, not taking the kind of snaps that he would have to. Whereas Cam Newton was an MVP and Cam Newton went to a Super Bowl. I just think that when it comes to, they want to win. I don't think they're worried about anything other than getting the W, and like, that's it. And I think their best.
But that's my point. If that's the case, then don't say it's going to be a competition. Come in, and if it's and again, I'm anticipating. This is me anticipating a shortened preseason. You're going to want to give Cam Newton as many snaps as possible. I'm not talking about Stidham. I'm talking about Cam. If Cam's your guy, and Cam's the guy who you feel that you've got the best chance to win with Cam, then come in and just say, listen. Stidham, sorry, dude. We got this guy on the cheap. We feel we have a better opportunity to win with him right now. So he's going to be our guy. He's going to be our starter. I think you're cutting off your nose to spite your face if you're coming in and saying it's going to be a competition. It's taking away time from Cam.
They can say whatever they want. They can say whatever they want. Just wait till week one, right? Like there's a lot of, I have a lot of positive things to say about the Patriots. But, you know, coach speak to the public is probably not their strongest suit. They're not telling us the truth.
when do they ever?
That's what I'm saying. So I don't think it is a competition. I think that they're just, you know, it's a nice thing to say. And they do. I think they like Jared Stidham. I don't think they don't believe in him. I just think that they believe Cam gives them the best opportunity to win. So they brought him in, and Cam is their guy.
All right. So with that being said, because as soon as I say hasta la vista to you, I'm going to dive into some of the futures bets that are out there. With that being said, I know, fun, right? With that being said, did you win money on my golf picks this weekend?
I mean, always.
So with that being said, do you feel, who do you think is going to win the AFC East?
You know, I always get in trouble with Bills fans. So you are setting me up to get in trouble with Bills fans.
I love the Bills. And you know why I love this Cam Newton signing? Because the win total for the Patriots is going to go up. And you know what Anita's going to do? I'm going to take the
go
under,
down,
under.
Down, 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 down.
I'm going to take the under. So let it go up. Let it go up to 8.5. Let it go up to 11, baby. I'll take the under. Anyway. So
11.
Who do you,
sure.
Who do
let you, it go up to 11. Then take, for sure.
Who do you have winning the AFC East?
I got to go redo it because Cam is a big difference maker. If
you
got
to redo it.
You got to go redo all my win totals. But I think it's probably still the Bills, but by a very narrow margin. And I definitely think that it could still, like, depending on what kind of market you get for the Patriots in that situation, might be worth it just to take a flyer on that because, you know, they know how to win. That's for sure. And their defense, they know how to win too. So I kind of hate to say it, but it could still be the Patriots.
You know what it, I think it is? Because you're like, you know what, you sound like an excited schoolgirl right now. You know why? Because I know you, Cynthia, and I know that you are banking on a Patriots-Buccaneers Super Bowl because you would live for that.
Who wouldn't? Who wouldn't want that?
I know.
Then we can really once and for all settle who's better, Tom or Bill.
That is what you are banking on. Could you imagine? Could you imagine a Cam Newton Patriots against a Tom Brady Buccaneers Super Bowl?
That's pretty funny.
Could you imagine? And that Super Bowl happening right around the same time we get a vaccine for COVID-19. Wouldn't that be a beautiful
thing? That's like the opposite of 2020. Like all in, that would be like the opposite. That would be great. We're all going to need that.
I know. Unbelievable. All right, my friend. I appreciate you joining us. Thank you so much. Always great to hear your voice.
Thank you for having me.
And note to self, book Cynthia for evening shows, not morning shows.
Cynthia's tired of the morning. Cynthia likes the evening.
Have a great night.
Have a great night.
You got it.
You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.